Hello, this is Robbie Lee.
And Sam.
And welcome once again to Third Row from the Front. Tonight's movie is Galaxy Quest, which is a blast from the past, but I surprisingly had never seen it. And Sam, you had seen it years and years and years and years ago. And it was one of your favorite movies. I want to say it came out in 1998. Could be wrong on that, but so it stars Tim Allen as an actor, along with these other characters that are also actors, and they were part of this show, very much like Star Trek, which was itself called Galaxy Quest. So he was like the Captain Kirk, the kind of the William Shatner of the group. He also had Sigourney Weaver, Tony Shalhoub. Trying to think of who the other actors were. Then you have your favorite guy. What's his
Sam
name?
Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell, who was in like one episode, but he like manages to latch himself onto these other characters. And I forget who the other actors are. But anyway, so there's this group of, like I said, actors who used to be on this very famous show, very, very similar to Star Trek. And they go to conventions now. You know, they meet up with all the super fans, the super nerds. And one day at the convention, Tim Allen's character is approached by these fans who he thinks are fans, because of course everyone's dressed up all weird and stuff. And they're you know, basically telling him that they need his help, or you know, and he's like, "Oh, sure." He kind of plays along because he thinks it's part of this one of these gigs that they've taken up. And it turns out that they actually are real aliens. And they basically need his help because there's this villain who's basically planning to destroy them, right? And their planet or something like that.
Yeah. I think he's already destroyed their planet.
I think you're right.
So these aliens are looking for the Galaxy Quest crew to help them defend them from this guy who's trying to exterminate their people.
Right. So it's very much like, I don't know which movie came first, but it reminded me a lot of the plot of Bug's Life, which is very similar because, you know, these, of course, these aliens think that these actors are real, like the things that they've seen on Galaxy Quest, that they think
that
it's
Galaxy
history.
Quest is historical documents.
Right. So they're thinking that these are the real deal. And so, of course, they take them up and then they eventually realize that they are not, in fact, the real deal. It takes them a while. But anyway, it's not until they're in like real actual danger that they realize, oh, these are not actually a real crew. You know, they're just actors. The leader of that group is played by, I forgot his name, Cantaloni. He used to be on that show, Don't Shoot Me, I think. He was the photographer on that show with David Spade and everything. Anyway, so it's a funny movie. It's like a sci-fi kind of a parody, but it's like a loving tribute to that those kind of shows, like I said, Star Trek especially. We'll go into that.
What's his face is in this? The young, what's his name?
Yeah, Justin Long plays a super fan, and it's actually this was actually his first movie. I found out later, so he's very young in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we'll get more into that and the story and then the adventures that we had watching it. But Sam, what did you think of, or what do you think of Galaxy Quest? Since this is your,
I love Galaxy Quest. This is, like you said, one of my favorite movies. Like, I've watched this over and over and over again. I haven't watched it in years, though, because you had never seen it.
No.
So, I really enjoy this movie. It's, to me, it's just hilarious. It's so funny. It just makes fun of, like you said, certain things about, like, those Star Trek and whatever, you know, just those sci-fi shows. And I like Sigourney Weaver's character because they show like in they're all younger when the show came out, right? They all look super young, and like her boobs are like super like prominent, you know, like with her space outfit or her uniform, it's like zipped down so you could see her cleavage, and then like throughout the movie they kind of play on that, and it gets to the point to where like she's just in her bra like the top part of her uniform is just like ripped. So funny. But it just, you know, it points out, or it's like commentary on how like females are viewed with, especially within like sci-fi, you know, they're kind of played up, their sexiness or sex appeal is played up in these comics and movies and shows and stuff for all these nerds.
Because when you think about it, who is writing all this stuff? It's men that are writing most of these scripts or drawing these comics, like you said. So of course they're going to make them these like very exaggerated and sexualized characters. So
yeah. And I like Sam Rockwell's character because, like you said, he's in the original show, he was only on one episode. He was killed off right away. But he kind of latches onto this group and he kind of wants to be a part of the crew. And he's just so funny, like, throughout the whole movie. He's, like, scared he's really going to die because he died so quickly in the actual show. So he's just, like, scared of everything. What?
I was gonna say, I forgot to mention Missy Pyle is one of the aliens, and she's hilarious as usual. Missy Pyle, you've seen her in everything. She was in like the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie. She was in Dodgeball as the unibrow girl. Oh, yeah. She's been in so many movies, and she's like always hilarious usually.
Yeah, and you pointed out that Rainn Wilson was actually one of the aliens. Like, I never knew that. Like, I never realized that was him because he was so young.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, there's a lot of people in this movie and they're all funny. They're all just hilarious to me. The writing, like, it's just kind of like goofy, you know? But I like that kind of humor. Like, there's even a scene where they're making the guy, the one that was a kid, but now he's like a grown up.
Oh, yes.
I forgot
his name. Yeah, so on the show, he was a little kid. And then now, of course, he's like in his 20s or.
Yeah. So in the show, he drives the spaceship. And so when they have him driving the actual spaceship, he doesn't know what he's doing. And so he's like, they're like, go ahead, you know, set us off. And he's like pulling out of the garage and it's just like, like scraping the side the whole time.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
But, you know, it's stupid stuff like that type of humor. And I like that. So it was just really funny. It's cool to see them like band together, even though they hated each other at the beginning of the movie, or they hated Tim Allen's character.
Yeah, because he's like the
star.
So of course that's how he sees himself, and everyone else is just the extras, you know, or the rest of the group. Yeah, kind of like the lead singer in a band.
Yeah, exactly. But so I like, you know, their dynamics. It's really, and then the guy that plays Monk. Or whatever.
Yeah, Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, him. Like, he's just like a weird, his character is just weird.
Like a stoner or something.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny. It works for him. Yeah. I like what he does with it. And then the aliens themselves, they're just so funny. They're so cute because they're so naive.
And they have this weird way of talking and walking.
Because they're actually like these weird, like, kind of octopus looking type of aliens, maybe not. They're just like blobs with like a bunch of arms. So then in order not to scare the humans, they can transform themselves into a human looking body and have like a translator, have them speak English and stuff. So they don't know how to use the human body. Right. They don't know how to walk. So they walk really funny. They walk with like, if they're lifting up their right leg to take a step, they're also lifting up their right arm, you know? So, like, the whole half of their body is moving when they're walking. It's just so funny. Because you could see them in the background, like, while you're talking to, like, the front of the camera, you see, like, you know, the Galaxy Quest people, they're talking about something really serious. Yeah. But in the background, you could see all these aliens just walking, like, weird and wrong. And it's just so funny because it's just going on at the same time. And then like they don't know how to clap right, you know, like they don't know how to laugh correctly. Like it's just, you know, they're just like, you know, it's just like weird, like they don't know how to do like these human, you know, expressions. And it's just really funny. I love this movie. I just think everything about this movie is just hilarious. It's just timeless. So yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a fun movie. I mean, even seeing a movie, you know, because this movie came out like what, 25 years ago or so, and so some of the special effects are a little dated, but it's, you're not watching it for the special effects. You're watching it because it's, like you said, it's funny, and it was really good. Like, I can see why you, it's one of your favorite movies. I hate to say use like a cliche, but it's like a feel good movie. You know, you just watch it and you're having a good time. You're never like bored. It's always funny. It's always entertaining. And just that mixture of like action and comedy, I guess, works really well. Mm-hmm. Plus, like you said, it's like a spoof on those sci-fi type shows like Star Trek or Battlestar Galactica, those kind of shows. With the whole crew dynamic and everything. What I was going to say is, if you're planning on watching it, it is rated PG. But we tried watching it first because we tried watching it for free. First, we found it on BBC America. And I was like, all right, let's watch it here. And it, pretty early on, it gets to a scene where that character that we said was as a kid, he has the line, "You're so full of it." But when you see his mouth, he's very clearly saying, "You're so full of shit, man," or something like that. You see his mouth moving a different way. So I was like, oh, man, is this edited? You said, I think, is this edited? I was like, nope, we're not watching it if it's edited. I hate watching movies edited. So I was like, all right, we're not watching it on here. So I was like, where else are they showing it? So then we found it on Amazon Prime. We found it somewhere else, and we started watching it. Again, we get to that part. And the same thing happens. You're full of it. And I was like, all right. So I guess we're going to have to rent this bad boy. So I found it on, I forgot what, and it was available for rent for like $5. So I paid the $5. We fast forward to that part. And guess what? It's the same thing again with the "you're so full of it." And I was like, what the hell? This is upsetting. And then we started speculating that maybe you have to buy the DVD. We don't know. So then I was like, all right, let me Google this real quick. So we paused it. I looked it up. And weirdly enough, the movie was originally supposed to be rated R. And I guess the studio was like, no. You know, we want more people to be able to see this movie. So with a bunch of cuts and edits, they brought it down to a PG rating. And sure enough, there's a scene later towards the end where there's this like crazy trap machine, you know, this thing in the hallway that's like will kill you if you don't walk in it the right way. And Sigourney Weaver's character says, well, screw that, when she looks at it, like, I'm not going through there. But it, very clearly on her mouth, you can see she says, fuck that. And I was like, dude, that's so weird that they made this like a PG movie and didn't do a very good job of taking that, you know, of glossing over that scene, or like, I don't know, it was just weird. Like, they didn't do like a reshoot on that or whatever. But so my whole point of saying that is, if you're somehow planning on watching this, it's very hard to find. It's not on any like regular streaming service like Netflix or anything like that. We had to find it on, like I said, BBC America, and then I forgot what the other streaming service was. But it's not edited. If you see them, if it looks weird to you, it actually is rated PG. And so it's very light on the swearing. I don't remember hearing any bad words, actually. But it's funny because you'll see their mouths saying other things in those two scenes in particular. But yeah, it was a really fun movie. I'm glad I saw it finally after so many years. It was just funny to see Tim Allen because, I mean, I remember back in those days, he was like a big star, you know? Home Improvement, he had those Bad Santa movies and all this other stuff.
Not Bad Santa.
What was it called? It was just the Santa Claus. I think it was the Santa Claus. Not Bad Santa, not at all. That was Billy Bob Thornton. The Santa Claus and that Jungle to Jungle or whatever. He was in a lot of movies at the time. But now not so much. But anyway, was there anything else you wanted to add about Galaxy Quest?
Nope.
All right. So that wraps it up for Galaxy Quest. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Third Row From The Front. Also, subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts, so you're sure to get our newest episode. And we'll talk to you next time on Third Row From The Front. Bye.